Vayter in Shasper and Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches. Picking up our brand new parak, Mazda for those who finish the first parak, and let's begin the second parak. Kohen Gadol Dan Vidan. So a Kohen Gadol can be judge. It could be a judge, and he could be judged. Meir Midan. So he could be an aide, and he could be aide. They could testify against him. Choletz. He could do chalitza v'choltz and lishto, and they could be done chalitza on his wife if he dies and he leaves over a wife, and now and they have no children. The brother, his brother, Kohen Gadol, can do chalitza. And let's say his brother dies, he could do chalitza on his brother's wife. The yibum could be done on his wife. However, he's not allowed to do yibum because Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a grusha, a almana. Who asab almana is also for him to be with an almana. Mace lo mace, let's say if something that's related to him ends up dying, enu yotze achar mita, he can't go behind the mita, behind the dead body. Says Rashi, dilma asa laminga, maybe he's going to touch it, v'hainu da'ezir kra, omina hemikdash, lo yotze mikdusha, so he can't leave his kedusha, lo yotze klomi yisrachek minakir, shalo yavali de tome kekab de toma, v'hai kra b'koin gadol, owning Ksiv by Kohen Gadol, who loses one of his Zion Kruvim, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse, a wife. The Ksiv le'el minei la'aviv le'imo lo yitame, he shouldn't become tame, so he's not allowed to even become for the Zion Kruvim. Elohim nichsin v'hu nigle, rather they should be covered and he should be revealed. Hein niglan v'hu nichsa, and they are revealed and he's covered. Rashi explains, k'shein yotze mi mavoy zev v'nichnasan l'mavoy acher, like when they go from one alley to another one, nichnasan mi mavoy rishon she'en ro'os, and you can't see them anywhere, like around the bend, around the corner, v'hu nigla v'nichnasan mavoy, then he can go rishon, v'hein nichnasan mi mavoy she'en v'hu nigla v'nichnasan stocho, like he can fall from a distance. The yotze imam ad pesach sha'ir, and he goes out with them as far is the entrance of the gates of the city. But it can't go beyond that. Divrei Meir Zagazakt Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer Einu Yotze Min HaMikdash. You can't even leave the Mikdash to go follow it. Min HaMikdash L'Yetze. He can't leave the Mikdash. So no following at all. Rabbi Meir, though, on the other hand, would go and learn out. What does that mean? Min HaMikdash L'Yetze. It means to say he can't leave from a state of Kedusha. Right, that's what it means, and that's why. So, Rabbi who this is Darish Min HaMikdash Dafka. The mayor says no, it just means he can't leave his. He can't become tame. Ukeshu Menachem Acherim. When the Kohen Gadol comes to be Menachem Avol, Derech Kol Am over Bezeh Acherzeh. The minhag is all the people pass in front of the mourners one after the other. Right, this is after the person, after somebody who dies is buried, the mourners would stay where they are, and the people would pass in front of them one at a time, and they would be Menachem Avil by doing such a thing. The Kohen Gadol is allowed to be at the place and do that also. So he goes, and all the mourners pass in front of them. And the one who's appointed as the assistant Kohen Gadol, he puts the Kohen Gadol in the middle, maybe between him and the people. The Kohen Gadol goes in the middle with him on the, he has his Mamuna on the right and the people on his left. Says Rashi, scan a Kohanim, mimatzo le Kohen Gadol, beino le beina'am, shamamuna bimino v'cholam bismolo, v'ubemsa, and he ends up being in the middle. What about if people are coming to be Menachem Avel, the Kohen Gadol? Ukeshehu misnachem acherim, if others are coming to Menachem Avel, him, kol ha'am omrim lo, anu kaparosacha, kaparosach. Say, we are your kapara, we are your atonement. Says Rashi, banu, says chaper atov, anachnu, tachtecha l'chol ha'roi lavo elecha. May you be atoned through us by our acceptance of whatever hardship is due to you. V'hu omer lehem, he says to them, tis baruchu min ha-shamayim, may you be blessed from shamayim. Ukishemavin or so, when they give him the suz of ra, that's when the first meal that a person has after he goes and he he buries his dad. This is Rashi. That is the Karmelon and Moikatan Avil Suud Avil Suud Rishona Asur Lechol Mishalo. The Avil can't do his own thing. Kol, they have to inform. Kol Am is Subma La'aretz. All the nation, they eat on the, they sit on the ground, v'hu meisiv ala safsal, and he, as a saba, he like leans back on a bench. Okay, that was a Kohen Gadol. What about a king? Hamelech lo dan v'lo dan nosa. A king cannot judge or be judged. Lo meid v'lo meid nosa. He can't be an aid and can't be testified against. And lo cholitz lishto, he cannot do chalitza, and chalitza can't be done to his wife. Lo miyabim, lo miyabim lishto, he can't do yubim for his brother, and his wife can't do the yubim's not done on her if she dies. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imrotz alachso, so liyabim zocher latov, if a king wants to do chalitza or yubim, so then zocher latov, that's a good thing. Amru lo, the Rabbanan said, ain shalom lo, if a king wants to do yibam or chalitza, then no, we don't even listen to him. Nice try. Ve'ein nosan almana, so no one's allowed to go and marry his almana. King dies, the wife can't get married. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, nosan melech almana, so shal melech, a king can marry the widow of another king. So Kim Matsina Madavit Shinas Almanasa Shoshol. We found that David married the Almana of Shol. Shanemar, the etna lecha is base adonecha, vesneshe adonecha bechikecha. Like the Pasuk says, that I gave you, this is talking about Hashem giving to David HaMelech, the house of your master, meaning Shaul, and the woman of your master, bechikecha, you can go, you can be, you, I give her to you. Says the Gemara. Kohen Gadol Dan Pshita. So I'm saying Kohen Gadol can judge. Obviously, Pshita, of course he can go and he can judge. Why would it even have to be said over here? My answer is in a chenami. It's to teach the next part. Dan and also it's the that we could go and we could dan them. It says Rashi, Sakadai Techamina, Lo Lizalzel Lemese Kamei Beidina. We wouldn't be Mizalzel them to come in front of Beis Din. Right? That a Kohen Gadol should have to become in front of Beis Din. So therefore, We added the first part also, but of course that's a good judge. Hanami Pshita, obviously they can be. Ilo Dainin Le, if we don't go, if we can't judge him, then Iu Hechidayin, how can he go and judge others? I mean, we know, Vaksiv, Hiskoshashu Vikoshu, right? The Pasuk there is Pasuk in Tzfanyu, which means to search inside you and then search others. Vamir Shakish expounds on that. What does that mean? That is, first go and fix yourself or adorn yourself and then fix others. So if we know he's allowed to dan, then obviously he's allowed to be danned. So like both these are pashut. Ella, I did the kabbay lemiste since he wanted to teach. Melech lo dan velo dan and also tananami kohen gadol dan vidan. And so he threw that one in also. V'ibay same, or if you want to say that by telling us that a kohen gadol can be judged, hakamash malon kid the tanya like we learned in a brisa kohen gadol shargis the nefesh. If a kohen gadol kills someone, then what's the din? B'mezid nerak. If he did it b'mezid, he is killed. B'shogeg gola. But if he does it b'shogeg, then he goes to galus. Like we know, the general din. You kill someone shogeg, go to your miklat. V'over ala seva, losa se, and he's over in Israel se, and losa se. V'arehu kehedyot lechol dvarav, and it's considered like a regular person in all areas. Rashi says we're going to explain what that means. Okay, now, b'mezid nerag pshita. If he goes and kills b'mezid, he gets killed. Obviously. Why would you think otherwise? B'shogeg golet zechle. Really, we need to teach us the din of b'shogeg, the whole din over there, that he's going to go to golus. B'honami pshita ra'asos pashat. No, it's just, we need it. K'saka tatechmin, I would have thought. Holuk, since it says, v'yoshev ba'admos ha'koin gadol, that the person who goes and he kills b'shogeg, he has to stay in the ir mikot until the koin gadol dies. And once koin gadol dies, he can go home. And he is the koin gadol, and therefore, he's the one who have to die in order to go home. So Ema called the Islay Takanta Bechazura Ligle, where we would say only someone who has a Takana, then he is going to be able to be going to Gullus. The Leslay Takanta Bechazura Loligle, but he doesn't have a way of actually going out, then he doesn't. The Tanan, as we learned in a Mishnah in Makos, beep, turn the page. Ahori Kohen Gadol. Somebody goes and kills a Kohen Gadol, right? Bishogeg, and he goes to Golis, O Kohen Golis, or Gesan Nefesh, or Kohen Gadol, who goes and he kills someone, Beshogig, and he goes to Golis, and he goes to Mishamni Olam. They never go out at all because there's no Kohen Gadol when this person went to Golis, therefore he can't get out of it. And this Kohen Gadol, that segment, the person who kills the Kohen Gadol, and then the other one is Kohen Gadol himself, who he'd have to die in order to get out. Shamal Oligli, maybe you would come to think he doesn't go to Golis at all. Kamashbalan, therefore they come to tell you that then that even a Kohen Gadol can go to Golis. Wow. Ve'imachanami, says Gemara, but maybe who says? Maybe Kohen Gadol, he doesn't go to Golis. How do we attack that he does go to Golis? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lanus Shama Kol Rotzeach, to go there all Rotzeach, Afila Kohen Gadol Masha, which is including even a Kohen Gadol. Okay, next part of we said is that he's over in Asen, Elo Saseh, over Asay, Ve'al Lo Saseh, Lo Sagi de Lo Ava, Lo Sagi de Lo Ava. Huh? Okay, the Mishnah said that Kohen Gadol Shaharges and Nefesh Bemeis that Nereg B'Shogeg Nereg and B'Shogeg Gola, and then it says Va'over Alasei Va'Alos Asei. Very well, had you the Chod Farv. Now says the Gemara on this idea, Lo Sagi D'Lover. What? It's not enough that he doesn't over. Meaning, does he have to do an Avera? It sounds like the Kohen Gadol is supposed to go and do some Avera here. Says, well, no. Achigam, what's he going to say? Im Avra al Asei v'alos Asei. If the Kohen Gadol is over on an Asei, on an Alos Asei, meaning something that he's not going to end up getting killed for doing this, not going to be some sort of death penalty, just a lav, then... Or an essay, Harehu kehedyot chodvarv is considered a hedyot in all areas. Rashi says, Lidon b'shlosha, to be donned up by three. Just like anyone says, Garb Shita, obviously, why would you think not like that? No, Sagadat the Chamina, I would have thought that a Kohen Gadol, you have to have 71, even if it's not for capital punishment. Hold nonsense. We have the Mishnah that said, and the base ain't done in lois a shevet for lois a navi shasheker for lois a coin gadol LLP bazin shall shivim the echad, right? Because you have to dine them up with the case of, with 71. Vamar Vadabrava, Vadabrava says that the source, the makor for this din that a coin gadol is 71 is kol hadavar hagadol yaviu elecha, that every gadavar hagadol, a great thing, is to be brought in front of you, in front of Moshe, Devar of Shel Gadol, and we explain that to mean the matters that have to do with the Gadol, meaning the Kohen Gadol, are to do with 71. And Moshe is considered like all 71. Ema Kol Devar of Shel Gadol, then maybe because of that we would say that all the things that have to do with the Gadol, the Kohen Gadol, meaning even things that are not Dinei Nefashos, are going to be considered by SB from 71. Kamash Malan, therefore, comes to tell you that if he does some sort of assay or los assay, then he's like a regular case, and that's only three. And the 71 is only when it's going to be by Dinei Nefashos. Ve'ema hachinami, but why don't we say that Taka's true, that a Kohen Gadol is tried by 71 all the time? How do we know that it's only by capital cases, capital punishment? Miksev divrei gadol? Does it say divrei gadol, that the ideas, the plural matters of the gadol? No, hadavar agadol ksev. It says the matter of the great one in the single form in the Belashan Yachid, davar gadol mamish, which means only a matter that is truly great. Says Rashi, im avra avera sheyesh ba misas bezdin hu davar yisaneh gadola avab malchus lo. Remember, the normal person would only need 23, but the Kohen Gadol needs 71 when it's dinei nefashos, but if it's less than nefashos, it's going to be only three. Okay, so next part of Mishnah, made umiyidin or so a Kohen Gadol can testify and be testified against. Now, Meir. Really? You think there's mechuba that's covetic for a Kohen Gadol to do it? He should testify. Vatanya, but we learned in a Braisa, which talks about the idea of Asharas Haveda, Vihisalamta, that we know that if there is a lost object, you have to go and you have to return it. It's called Asharas Haveda. But there are certain times when you don't do it. Vihisalamta means that you can, you know, you can hide yourself from it. Pa'amim Shata Misalim. There's certain times when you hide yourself from this din. Upa'amim Shiata Misalim. Sometimes you don't. Ha, Kitzan, how does that make sense?
Kohen v'hu b'beis hakfaros. Let's have a Kohen and he's in the cemetery. Rashi says Harishaya motzi aveda Kohen v'haya aveda b'beis hakfaros. Oshay is a zakin ve'el nefi kvodo shem ha'isah shalo loya machziro. Right here, the Kohen can't go into a space of kfaros or back to the Gemara. We'll read it itself. Zakin ve'el nefi kvodo. It's not honorable for a zakin to go out to return this type of thing. It's below his dignity to bend down and pick up this object in the street. Aishas malacha shalom ruba mishal chaver, or the malacha that he has is more worth more than his friend. He gets paid $1 billion an hour, which is crazy. Let's say $100 an hour, and to go deal with this is, you know, this $5 object. Says Rashi, you could go in no cave margolios shame. Right, that a person's involved with precious gems. He's a diamond dealer, something like that, and he's going to deal with him and lose money. That's what the pasuk says. Vesalamta. Rashi says, returning a blind eye, hide yourself from it. Alma kovad abrios doche lav de lo suchelosalim. Kovad abrios is going to knock away this lav, this losa say of lo suchelosalim. The pasuk saying you're not allowed to hide yourself from it. Or you have to do it. But kovad abrios says not like that. You're a kohen gadol. You're a chashva person. V'hachanami zilusu legabe kohen gadol leisei v'lasat lasude lebaldin. This is not covetic for the, you know, not, it's beneath his dignity for the kohen gadol to have to go ahead and being testifying in court. Amar Rav Yosef, let's qualify this. What does this mean that you go ahead and do this? Meid Lamelech, and the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol testifies, he means he does it for a king, and that's not beneath his dignity. Says Rashi, Amar Rav Yosef, Haltagatani Meid Lamelech Kamar, Shalya Melech Baldin, and the Melech is the litigant. The Kohen Gadol Yodea Loedus Nias Eidus for the king. Ay, Vatanan, Lodan Velodani, no so Velomeid Velomeidin, so how could he be doing it for the king? We just said that there's no, none of that happens for a king. Says Rashi, Maisa Dusabai, what would he need if we don't do that for a king? Elam Reb Zera made La Ben Melech. He's allowed to do it for a Ben Melech, for the prince. Ben Melech Hedyotu, but he's considered a Hedyot, and therefore that would be beneath his dignity. Says Rashi, Vahada Kushan Laduchte, the Ekel Zulus Silikon Gadol. Our question is to go back to the original state because it's not the Mechubit for him. Ella made Mefnea Melech. What it means is he does it in front of the Melech. Rashi, Shamelech Yosef, Vedan, Mesanhejin. We're talking about a case where the Melech is being done over here, he's donning up over here, and therefore it's not beneath his dignity to do it in front of the king when the king is the judge. Iva ain Moshivin Melech Besanhedrin, but we learned in a brisa a king can't be put on the Sanhedrin. Says Rashi, come on the first time, we're going to explain the reason why that is. Mishum. And for the Gemara, Mishum Yakra the Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, the Yedim Sadusa La Livrei. This is the honor of the Kohen Gadol who's doing testimony. Asav Yosef, then the king can come and he could sit over here. It says Rashi, Asav Melech Yosef had the Mikabel Sadusa v'Kai Melech v'Azil ma'ainin anan bedina. The Kohen comes like sits in, the king Melech comes and sits in over there. Then Mikabel Nialis la Sadusa, after the Kohen Gadol's testimony is heard, Kai hu v'Azil, the king gets up and he leaves, ma'ainina le anan bedina. And then we go ahead and the other judges can check out the case. The case of the king's son, right? That's the case here. It says, right, he's there, but he's not actually participating in it. Okay. Gufa, back to our previous discussion. Eba Shi Melech B'Sanhedrin. We don't put the Melech on the Sanhedrin. Right, Velo Melech B'Kohen Gadol B'Ibur Shana. And the king or Kohen Gadol can't be part of being Ma'aber the Shana. You want to make it, you know, an Iberyard at the month of Adar. The king and the Kohen Gadol are not allowed to be part of that whole process. Melech b'Sanhedrin, a king, can't sit in Sanhedrin, t'chsev, lo sa'aneh al riv. It says, you shall not respond to an argument, which means lo sa'aneh al rav. Don't respond to a master, says Rashi. Incha Rashai Listar as Divrei Mufla Shabadayanim Viam Melech Chova Sulo Matzi Incha Inach Lemechsele Zuchusa. Right, you can't go ahead if your king is on the Sanhedrin, the other judges are not able to go ahead to argue against him because Losana al Rav, you can't sit one above you, and now we're kind of stuck over here.
So therefore, he can't sit on the Sanhedrin. Lo melech l'kohen gadol b'ibashana, melech mishom afsanya. A melech can't be sitting there because of afsanya. Rashi says, mechalek mamun l'chayalosav, kach v'kach l'shana, v'noch lo sheyuhu kol ha'shanim u'baros. Because the king, there's a lot of cash money involved over here, and he pays his soldiers, and he pays them per year, and if it's a shanim u'baros, then he has to pay them per year, and they're going to end up getting... He's going to get an extra month out of them without having to pay them more. Kohen Gadol, Misham Tzina, he can't do Kohen Gadol because of the cold. Well, what does that mean? Maybe he's not going to make it an Iber year because of the fact of the next year's Yom Kippur. If the year gets extended, Yom Kippur is going to fall a month later, and it's going to be colder, and then it's going to be hard for the Kohen Gadol who has to go in the mikvah a lot of times in Yom Kippur. So we... He is biased, therefore he can't be involved in the Irishana. So the Melech because of cash, and the Kohen Gadol because of cold. We got cash and cold. Rav Papa says, Shema Mina Shata Basar Yarcha Azil. The weather of a year follows the months. Says Rashi, that is Mehad Ketani Velo Kohen Gadol b'Irishana. It must be Shata Basar Yarcha Azli Acher Yerchayim. After the months of what it would have been fit to be, im lo nisabra, if you wouldn't have been ma'abarit, then holich kor v'chom shel shana v'tzina, that such goes, the cold and the hot of the year, v'tzina ra'uya v'rechezhen, the cold that would have been fit to happen in Chezhen, havia betishrei kishe misabart, it would be in Tishrei if you made it into an Iber year.
I don't care what month it is, what you call the month. The weather comes how the weather comes. So now says the Gemara, is that really true? Any, is that true? Vahana, Gimel, Roy, Bakar, Davakaimi, there were these three herdsmen, the shepherds that were going, they were standing and speaking. Vashamin, Rabbanan, the Kamari, the Rabbanan heard them speaking and saying, Chad Amar, Im Bachir, Velakish, Kechad, the Yenates. If the ground is hit a stage where it's so warm that the early crops of the wheat and the late crops of barley, they come at the same time, right? The wheat is planted at the beginning of the month, and the barley is planted more recently than din hu adar, we know it's adar. Vim lav, leis din adar. But if not, then it's not adar. Then rather, it's shvat, which is month before adar. V'chad amar im tor b'tzfar b'tlag yomus, that if an ox would almost die in the morning because of how cold it is, u'b'tiyara b'tul Betul te'ena yidmoch yishlach mashke, but in the afternoon it's so hot that it would sleep in the shade of a fig tree and rub itself. Rashi says that the viyavshit oro klomer yischachich b'te'ena machmasachom and rub against the tree because of how hot it is. Then deinu adar. Now we know it's adar. V'im lav less than adar. But if not, it's not adar. V'chad amar im kidum takif lachadayhei. If the eastern wind is very strong. But when you blow your cheeks, your blowing will be stronger than the wind, and they know that, and we know it's out there already, which means it's already getting to the summertime, like it's calming down. V'im lav less than other, not that it's not out there, rather it's still shvat. V'ibru rabbanu la'ishaita, and the rabbanu, when they heard him say all this, they were ma'abed the shana based off what they were saying. Rashi says, v'asu kishvat shekavu adar sheni achar v'alma shaita baser ibura azil v'lonag chom denisan be'adar elaminag adar be'adar sheni. We see from here the Rabbanan made an Iber Shana based off what the shepherds were saying. And they're saying that certain months have certain weathers. And if it's not that weather, then it's not that month. But hold on, we just said a moment ago that the weather of Cheshbon might turn into the weather of Tishrei. That's why I don't let the Kohen Gadol be involved in the Iber Shana. But aren't we seeing from this that the month is reflecting the weather and therefore shouldn't matter? And for the Gemara, what? Do you really think that these Rabbanim are doing it because of these shepherds over here? The Tizra Rabbanim are Avasa Samach that they're doing because of these shepherds? El Rabbanim Achushbinayu Samach. They did their own cheshbon. They did their own, calculations and figuring it out of what to do over here. And they figured on their own right that they should be Mabar or not. V'roi Bakar is Tayud is Tayah Messiah. And this just like matched up with the way that they understood that they should be, that ultimately it should be done.
But really, yeah, shot the Batsiyarka Azla, and there was just like a help the way that they were speaking. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.